You're listening to 2024 in Review, a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories of the year from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
A verdict has been reached in the trial of Chad Daybell. Let's go now to the courtroom to hear that very verdict.
State of Idaho in and for the County of Fremont. State of Idaho plaintiff versus Chad Guy Daybell defendant. Case number CR22211623. Verdict. We, the jury, duly impaneled and sworn to try the above-entitled action for our verdict, unanimously answer the questions submitted to us as follows. Question number one. In regards to count one of the amended indictment, is Chad Guy Daybell not guilty or guilty of conspiracy to commit first-degree murder of Tylee Ryan and grand theft by deception? Guilty. Question number two. In regards to count two of the amended indictment, is Chad Guy Daybell not guilty or guilty of first-degree murder of Tylee Ryan? Guilty. Question number three. In regards to count three of the amended indictment, is Chad Guy Daybell not guilty or guilty of conspiracy to commit first-degree murder of Joshua Jackson Vallow and grand theft by deception? Guilty. Question number four. In regards to count four of the amended indictment, is Chad Guy Daybell not guilty or guilty of first-degree murder of Joshua Jackson Vallow? Guilty. Question number five. In regards to count five of the amended indictment, is Chad Guy Daybell not guilty or guilty of conspiracy to commit first-degree murder of Tammy Daybell? Guilty. Question number six. In regards to count six of the amended indictment, is Chad Guy Daybell not guilty or guilty of first-degree murder of Tammy Daybell? Guilty. Question number seven. In regards to count seven of the amended indictment, is Chad Guy Daybell not guilty or guilty of insurance fraud? Guilty. Question number eight. In regards to count eight of the amended indictment, in regards to count nine of the amended indictment, is Chad Guy Daybell not guilty or guilty of insurance fraud? Guilty. Dated this 30th day of May, 2024, and signed by the presiding juror.
All right, Madam Clerk, thank you for reading the verdict. At this time, I'm just going to collectively ask the jurors, all of you, is this in fact your unanimous verdict on each of those counts? Very well. At this time, I'm going to inquire if the parties wish to have the jury polled. Does the state wish to have the jury polled?
No, Your Honor. Thank you.
Does the defense, Mr. Pryor, wish to have the jury polled?
No, Your Honor. Thank you.
Very well, then. I'm going to direct the clerk to record the verdict. At this time, then, this does conclude the guilt phase of this trial. Because the defendant has been convicted on counts of first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit first-degree murder, the state has filed a notice of intent to seek the death penalty, and so a second phase of this trial, called the sentencing phase, will be taking place next. We're going to take a recess at this time for approximately an hour. We will come back on the record and begin with the start of that sentencing phase of the trial. I would like to remind everyone that this courtroom conduct order is still in application throughout these proceedings. Thank you all for complying with that. We are going to take that recess at this time. Mr. Daybell is to remain in custody at this time for the commencement of the sentencing phase. And with that, thank you all, and we will be in recess.
So there you go. Chad Daybell convicted of all counts. Not surprising there at all. Conspiracy to commit first degree murder and grand theft by deception. First degree murder of Tylee Ryan. Conspiracy to commit first degree murder and grand theft by deception on J.J. Vallow. First degree murder, J.J. Vallow. Conspiracy to commit first degree murder on Tammy Daybell, his wife. First degree murder of Tammy Daybell as well. And insurance fraud, all counts. Are there the sentencing phase about to begin, which in itself is going to be like a second trial unto itself. Today will be beginning of that process, but in all likelihood will be pushed back several days to allow the preparation for this part of the sentencing. And now that it's up to John Pryor to try and save his life, unless they're able to get maybe another attorney in there, but time will only tell on that. So there you go. Chad Daybell guilty on all counts. We'll have continuing coverage for you right here, including a review of the closing arguments on Murder in the Morning on Friday morning. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
This has been a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.